This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Tomorrow, the U.S. government's big reports on hiring and unemployment are due, covering June. Usually, a private company that does payrolls offers its own calculation 2 days before, using its own internal data, but the ADP report was nowhere to be found this time. It's taking the summer off for a renovation. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that.
The ADP employment report can be viewed as a preview of the government's official jobs numbers.
We crave leading indicators as economists.
That's Kathy Bosjancic, chief U.S. economist at Oxford Economics. Thing is, she says the ADP numbers often differ from the government's official tally, sometimes by as many as hundreds of thousands of jobs.
We tend to find that month to month, it's not a great leading indicator for us.
It's been challenging to keep track of how the pandemic has affected the labor market, says Kate Bond, chief economist at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth. Especially, she says, since the pandemic has affected certain sectors of the economy more than others.
And so statisticians, in their effort to see how a sample may reflect the broader population, have to try to adjust for those sort of sectoral differences in how work has changed due to the pandemic.
The ADP Research Institute says its new report will try to accommodate the changes the world of work has gone through. It'll start coming out again later this summer. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.